The letter W. Walk-ins. In 1984, Ruth Montgomery released a book called Strangers Among Us, in which she introduced a concept of soul-spirit switching called walk-ins. It was a New Age blockbuster, with walk-ins from around the world stepping up to be identified, forming support groups and subgroups and offshoots called starseeds, I believe, for the late teens, early 20s set. My office phones started ringing off the hook the day that book hit the stands, as they always do when a new theory comes along. And 20-plus years later, I still have clients who are worried they might be a walk-in, or be vulnerable to a walk-in, or their child might be a walk-in. Let's get a few things straight. I've been a huge fan of many of Ruth Montgomery's books, and I always will be. The fact that I don't happen to believe one word of the idea of walk-ins doesn't detract from my overall respect for her and her amazing body of work. I don't doubt for a moment the sincerity of her belief in the walk-in theory, or the sincerity of those who read it or heard it and suddenly were afraid it might apply to them or a loved one. Here's Ruth Montgomery's premise. Two souls make a deal. Soul number one, which is always an adult, is no longer interested in being around for one reason or another. It's developed as much as it feels it can in this life. The body it's in has been badly injured or disfigured. It's despondent and considering suicide. It's simply become overwhelmed and stagnant with unhappiness and is in need of new challenges, whatever. Soul number two says it would love to take over this body and get some earthly work done if soul number one is finished with it. Thank you. So soul number one moves on to continue its journey in another place, and soul number two steps into the vacant adult body. This, of course, creates a lot of confusion for soul number two, who's suddenly in completely alien surroundings in the midst of total strangers who already have established relationships with the occupant of that body and have no way of knowing that there's now a stranger among them. Soul number two struggles to establish its own identity, an advantage most newly arrived souls are allowed by entering the body of an infant and getting to start with an even playing field of being as strange to everyone around it as everyone around it is to it. Entering an adult body in the middle of a life means that by definition there are expectations and predispositions that soul number two may have no interest in at all. The changes feel so jarring and sudden that the walk-in can find itself very disoriented for a while until it gets accustomed to its new surroundings. Okay, so you know how strongly I believe that we write a detailed blueprint for our lives, usually filled with a lot of challenges so that our spirits can progress while we're here. Among other things, our chart is tantamount to a contract we make with God. I can't imagine either God or us being so cavalier about the journey of our souls that we'd add a walk-in clause that says, and then if we get bored or fed up, we can just move out and let someone else deal with it. What possible learning or growth would there be in that? And why would God, whose love for us is immeasurable, expect so little of us and wish so little for us? Again, if the walk-in issue makes sense to you, and it's something you believe in, I'll never agree with you, but I'll defend your right to your beliefs as if they were my own. If it's still on your mind as a kind of looming question mark that makes you uneasy or frightens you, though, please just ask yourself what the logic of walk-ins would be from the perspective of our soul's best interest. And if it's not in our soul's best interest, it's a safe bet that God didn't create such a thing to begin with.